This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Oh, Matt Elliott here.
Hi, Alan Smith here.
Hey guys, Ian Hume here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here.
Be sure to watch
Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV
for all the latest Leicester City news and information.
You can also subscribe on YouTube and various social media channels
for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Come on, you foxes.
Back of the net.
It didn't happen in 49, 61, 63 or 69 when they reached the final. But the class of 2021 have delivered. Leicester City are FA Cup winners at last and are history makers at Wembley.
A modern day football miracle. They have blown their rivals away. They have blown us all away in truth. Premier League champions 2016, the amazing Leicester City.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in
and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right there. All right there back. How the devil are we all? Welcome along. It is, as always, Leicester Till I Die TV. Thanks to everybody who's watching and listening. If you want to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube, please do what it says just there. If it comes up, there we go. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, please. Smash the likes and click the notification bell. It all helps support the channel. It really does. And if you are, by any chance, listening to this on your favourite podcast platform, whatever that may be, it is, again, just search Leicester Till I Die. And if you are using a smart speaker, just say play the podcast Leicester Till I Die and it will do that for you. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's Tuesday. God knows where I am. 9 o'clock. That can only mean one thing. It's the prediction show. Let's bring both my guests in. Brad and Steve, good evening. How the devil are you both?
Pretty good, mate.
Good. Great, thank you.
You've not had your phone run over this week, Steve?
No. Locked away in the pocket.
good. Now, then, last week, I haven't got the results from last week because obviously it was a big week and we had a lot of games are still being played. It was interesting to see Liverpool blinked first at Tottenham, and it looks like they've got something in the eye and they are blinking again tonight because it's still 1-1 between Villa and Liverpool with half an hour to go. But, Brad, you are right up my backside.
Would seem that way, wouldn't it, mate? I told you at the start, Steve didn't believe me. It's all up here in getting mind games.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be glad when we get back to normality next season. I think the fact that we won everything, well, we won a lot of games last season was why I did well. This season, the fact that we're not winning many is why I'm not. None of us got the Liverpool-Tottenham draw. Brad and myself got the Arsenal lead. Sorry, Steve.
Don't mind that.
Norwich-West Ham. No, none of us got that. None of us got the Norwich-West Ham. Or the Everton-Leicester, for that matter. And Brad and Steve got the Manchester City-Newcastle United win. I think I kind of maybe went for a draw in that one. Just shows what I know. But at the moment, I'm on 139. Brad is on 138. And Steve, you very much are the Norwich at the moment. Don't worry about that. But, hey, let's get straight into it. The prediction show. See if we can do better this week. We're starting off. Well, we know which way this is going for you, Steve. It's Spurs against Burnley. And you're going to go Burnley, aren't you?
I am, yeah. 2-0.
Do you think they're safe now? Have they done enough to stay up?
I think the other teams are making it safe for them, to be honest. The way things are going at the moment, it's going to be nice to watch because I think the other end of the table settled, especially with the result that's going Man City's way tonight. So yeah. I think just concentrate on what's happening at the back. I think Everton done themselves a good favour. So the momentum, it's looking bad for Leeds at the moment.
It is. I mean, a while ago, Steve, I didn't think Leeds would be drawn into it, but they have. And I think when we saw the game on Saturday, I just think Everton wanted it more than us. Steve, sorry.
Hello.
Can you hear me again, Steve?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Ah, just saying, it was very much like Leicester on holiday and sort of Everton wanted it more, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we spoke about what was going to happen if Leicester were knocked out of the European. I think, I think you might get that now till the end of the season because I cannot see them scoring any goals at the moment.
No, I would have to agree with you. Scott has gone for a draw on this one. Brad, which way are you going?
I mean, they've got the North London derby, haven't they, before this? And I don't know what it is about this Spurs team this season. I know that you'd argue they're having quite a good season, obviously, but they've still had these moments where if they win a game like that, they'll get ahead of themselves. I think the job's done, and then they'll come up against Burnley and they'll scrap for something. But Burnley disappointed me the way they played against Villa, especially at home.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Steve, but in the times of crisis, we can't have Chris winning this league because he'll get a trophy and everything. Right. So I'm going to have to say I'll take the gamble and take the wrath of Steve and go for a Spurs win.
Oh, Brad, you've little faith.
You're falling, all right? We get it.
I have actually, maybe I bought a little trophy, but, it might have to get lost in the post if I don't win it. I mean, I'm looking at this, and Burnley, if we're basing it on the last four games, Burnley have are actually in fourth place in the forms table. and Tottenham are down in 11th. So Burnley, they showed what Everton was showing for me, basically, was a fight to stay up. But it very much looked against Villa, and they've Burnley got Villa again to come. But very much to me, for Villa, it looked like Burnley thought the job's done. You know, we're safe now. You know, it Leeds are going the other way. So I was very disappointed in Burnley. I'm going to have to agree with you, though, Brad, and I am going to go Spurs. So, sorry, I apologise as well, Steve.
That's okay, mate. I'll have to get two of the friends.
Talking of the aforementioned Villa, Villa and Palace, Villa at home. Let's just bring the form up there. As you can see, Steve, I mean, Villa at home, but they've won. They beat Burnley, like we say. They beat Norwich. They drew
Liverpool
with us.
Scored.
Who have?
2-1 to Liverpool.
Oh, normal service is resumed, as they say. Well done, yeah. Liverpool. Well done, Liverpool. Yeah, so Villa, as well as losing tonight, they lost to Tottenham 4-0. They couldn't beat Wolves either. It's been very much up and down season for them. And I suppose, really, sort of a typical season of getting a new manager in, sort of, you know, drawing it.
I think Villa are the same as quite a few teams this year. You don't know which Villa is going to turn up. 1 minute they look absolutely fantastic, and then the next minute you're thinking, where they all disappeared to. They played a good game tonight, but then the games that you see them playing, you can't see them winning for some reason. So it's very, very strange. Very strange. But I'm still going to think they'll have enough to beat Palace. Palace have had a good season, but, you know, I think Villa will do them.
Villa, right. Brad, I mean, Palace, they beat Watford, but only by the single goal. They made hard work of it. But they did beat Southampton, but then who hasn't this season? Except just on the last day, of course. They drew with Leeds. They couldn't get past them. And they lost to Newcastle. And, of course, they lost to us as well. So like Steve said there, it's been a funny season for a lot of teams. Can you see Palace going to Villa and getting anything here?
They've both been as bad as each other at times, haven't they? And they've both had surprising little runs where you thought the managers were getting it together. And, you know, Mobile Half won't thank me for this, but, you know, talks of Vieira having a good season, proving the pundits wrong and the fans wrong and whatnot. Stephen Gerrard came in, he had his effect, then it wore off, then it thought we soldiered through. Then he realised he'd left the Europa League final side to go and manage 13th in the Premier League. So I've got this down as a draw, mate, because I can't separate either of them.
I purposely wrote my answer down before you said it then. I thought, right, you know, then you can't accuse me. I've got to agree with you. Again, you know, I mean, Palace are seventh in the form table. Villa are eighth. There's not much to choose between them. And, you know, like you say, it's got draw written all over it, hasn't it, really? Anthony, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? Welcome along. Thanks for last night, Anton. I hope you are well. We haven't got to Arsenal's prediction yet, but I think you know what one of us is going to go for. So Scott went 3-1 to a Palace. So the next game, Leeds United versus Brighton. What can we say about this? I mean, Brighton, in fairness, Steve, they had a really good start, and then you'd got a dip in their form. And there were at one point, I remember saying to people that they were bottom of the form table. But big up to Graham Potter. He's turned that round. They have gone on an amazing, amazing run. They're fifth in the form table over the last four games. Yeah, maybe I'm not giving him the credit he deserves.
Well, I did make a comment on Facebook after the Man United game saying that Brighton were the new Barcelona, because I don't know if it was Man United made them look really, really good, or they were good, but
yeah.
I thought the movement was good. I thought the passage of play was good. And I think they're playing with a team with a lot of confidence. And I think, you know, you can't knock them for that. And fair play to the manager. And it's good to see. It's good to see a team like Brighton doing so well. So I'm going to stay on the bandwagon. I'm going to go for a Brighton win.
Brighton win. Brilliant. Now then, Brad, after that, I mean, Brighton, credit where credit's due. We know Man United are having a bad season, but they've still got some good players in there. They're not, you know, you can't go there and think, yeah, we're going to win because of the season they're having. So all credit to Brighton for what they did. Are you going to stick with the sitting on the fence, or are you looking at a 6-0 win like Scottish?
No, you're damn right I'm sticking on that fence, because ever since I've been bottom of the form table and you mentioned it, I've gone with a draw minus that one game where I got three hit at. And every time they've either successfully managed to give me a point, or they've gone better and give me a happier girlfriend and they've won the game. So I am sticking to it. It works. You're welcome, Brighton. I will take the plaudits. You're very welcome. That, how about it, Chris? Get me off the fence on to the next fixture.
So you are sticking on the draw. I am, like I say, I've not been Potter's biggest fan, as you know, but I've got to give him credit. You know, he's found something mid-season, and he has turned it round. And I'm going with Steve on this one, and I think Brighton are going to maybe not get the six that Scott is saying there, but I think they could have certainly helped their goal difference. That is without question. Leeds are going down.
Fact about Brighton. Sorry, Chris, to cut you up reading that comment out. Chloe told me this. Brighton scoring four against Manchester United accounts for a quarter of their goals they've scored at home this season.
Really?
Yeah, she told me that. That is a quarter of their home goals this season they have managed to score, apparently so.
Well. I might change my mind then. Also, like that, you know, they're playing away. That's fine. They're playing away. Yeah, good evening, Spencer. How are you? I think Leeds are going down, to be honest with you. I said I didn't think they were going to be drawn in it, famously, a few weeks ago. That's up there with my Leicester versus Liverpool versus AC Milan at half-time, 3-0, it's all over. Quote my son, so shows how good I am. Anthony, he refused to actually, did Steve, refused to actually even predict a score. So I'm afraid it doesn't exist. On Thursday night, whenever it is, you just do not exist. You're not playing. So yeah. Now then, the next game. Well, I mean, I looked at this at the start of the season and thought, Leicester have got a really easy run in. we had Everton, we had Norwich, we've got Watford, we've got Southampton. That should be 12 points there. We might even just sneak in at seventh for Europe. How wrong again was I? I can, you know, and I know, Steve, that Brendan said he wants to finish high, he wants to finish in that top half. We've had a European semi-final. Let's not forget that. So the season isn't all doom and gloom. You know, when you take off your blue-tinted spectacles and accept that, yeah, we got knocked out, but it was Roma, it was away. But I just can't. I just worry about Leicester at the moment.
See, the thing I see from this perspective is that, you know, I'm not going to slag the manager off because he's a good manager. I'm not going to slag the players off because they're good players, but there is definitely something wrong. And I think the thing that is wrong is the tactics are wrong. Because if you watch the old Leicester of old, they used to excite you. They used to run at teams, and they used to, even if they conceded a goal, you could see them scoring a goal. But at the moment, with the sideways passing and the back passing and that, they're not going to hurt anybody. And I don't think Watford are going to be scared of them, because they know over the last results and the last few games Leicester have played, it's more about possession with Leicester than it is with an end result. And I can go through every one of the team and say that when they receive the ball, they don't look forward. They look to pass sideways or backwards. Nobody is prepared to take the ball up the pitch. And the team itself are not supporting the ball as it goes up the pitch. So, you know, I think Leicester are going to struggle against Watford. I'm not going to say they're going to lose, but I can't see them winning.
So you're going to get the old splinter job there, right?
I'm going to go for a draw on this one,
I mean, we're talking about managers, Brad. We don't know, you know, he's kind of said Maddison and Dewsbury Hall are fit enough to come back. Pierre Ricardo's out. He's also said in the same breath that he may give the youngsters a run out. And to be honest with you, there's three games left. Does it really matter whether we finish 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th? I mean, obviously, money-wise, it's probably an extra million or something. But, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this about Leicester. But what is, you know, what is £1 million these days? I'd be quite happy for him to pluck the youngsters out and give them a run, especially the way, like you say, that the senior players have been playing.
I think what you'll see is something that Brennan's not actually able to do at all during his reign as Leicester manager. And that, to me, it may be the first season when he kind of just took over at the end of it, in the first summer he kind of did, but even then I don't think he'd be able to do it to his full potential. And that is, he's in a position where he's actually in the perfect position as a Leicester manager to make the season end on a high note. And that's by doing exactly what you stated. And it's something that you guys wanted a few weeks earlier. And I was saying, while there's still something to mathematically go for, I want to see our strongest team. But I'm in agreement now. He has a chance to give these youngsters that are on the edge, like Dewsbury Hall was during pre-season this season, and like others have before him, where we see Brunt play again. But also what I think we'll see is we'll see next season starting to take shape. And I know I'm doing a preview with you for this game, Chris, and I'm sure you'll get me to do an 11 for it, and I'll go through it then, so I won't say too much. But I expect...
To be honest with you, I'm not going to, because of what I've, you know, with the fact that he might bring some players in.
I honestly stick to it. I'll do it in a couple of minutes. We'll just literally reel off the positions and talk about it. I'd like to talk about the potential depth we're going to use and the squad going forward.
Okay.
If you don't want to, that's fine. We don't have to.
No. I just thought, because it could go any way with the youngsters and what have you.
Yeah, but I also think...
Can I just say, Brad, you can bring as many youngsters in that you want, but is he going to get the team to be playing in the same tactics that he's doing now? Because if he does, the kids are not going to benefit. They're going to be confused everybody else is. Yeah. And I think that's the thing you've got to think about.
You've also got to remember, when he says the term youngsters, you've got to remember how young our squad is. So that could incorporate that he's going to give Justin and Luke Thomas. You know, Justin's obviously a mainstay regular, but Thomas hasn't been, has he? Since the players have been available, he's been dropped and suffered not playing for a few weeks. So it might be a case of that. But I get what you're saying, Steve. I do agree with you. You need these new youngsters. This is the way forward. They're not going to benefit anything. It needs to be a tactical change as well as a player change. I think there'll be certain players that aren't going to be here next season who will not see play this game.
Mm. Yep.
Or maybe shop window. It'll be a mix of shop window and new blood that we're going to see.
So which way are you going, Brad?
I'm going to beat a dead horse, mate. I'm going to keep going with Leicester until it happens.
I agree. Now, I agree totally what you're saying there about the... it's no good playing different players if you're using the same tactics and what have you. However, I do think the youngsters they might just think, I'll just try this. You know, they might just... I mean, look at when he put the youngsters out against Watford in the FA Cup. you know, he had six youth players on the pitch at the end and we won 4-1. And you bring all the main players back to play against a second-tier team in Forest and we lose 4-1. So, you know, there's nothing to lose. And I think I always say with Rendon, we benefited from him coming down and walking out on Celtic because he saw more in those last, whether it was 8, 9, 10 games, yeah, were proper Premier League games, than you know, 500 pre-season games, the ridiculous pre-season games. We're playing, you know, we're playing players that, you know, teams that, in fairness, let's be honest with you, so there's always a couple of non-league teams there. One day we'll play this, we'll play two teams on the same day, so we've got our team split down the middle. All they are is fitness. So he's not going to find anything out about the youngsters in those games that he doesn't already know. But he could see a lot in these last three games because they're up against teams that, obviously, yes, they're down. The thing is, though, I did a watch-along for the Watford-Aston Villa game with Dan. Not the Watford-Aston Villa, sorry, the Burnley-Watford game with Dan. And Watford were awful. And we often complain about Brendan Rodgers stood on the pitch clapping, you know, not being enthusiastic. I looked over, well, I didn't look over. I looked at when the camera landed on him, Roy Hodgson, and he wanted one of those, you know, those recliner, those chairs where you press the button and the cushion goes up and pushes you forward and out. He could have done with one of those because when they equalised Burnley, nothing at all. No getting up, no trying to encourage his team, no trying to give anything else. And when the second goal went in, I actually thought, when the camera panned over to him, I actually thought he was asleep. Even possibly dead, because he just was not moving. So, I'm sorry, it's because Roy's there, he knows it's over, he's leaving. What's the point? You know, like I say, I think he just wants to sit there with a blanket over his legs and keep warm. So I'm going to go for a Leicester win as well, whatever team we put out, simply because I think Watford have spent force now. They're obviously down. What does it matter? And Roy doesn't give a damn, to be honest with you. Scott's going 4-1 Leicester. I probably can. I think it probably is one where you say to players, like, just go out there and fill your boots, guys, you know. Yeah. The next game, West Ham versus Manchester City. The Hammers there. Now, Man City, they saw Liverpool blink. They didn't. They're back 3 points ahead. Are we going to see a game here where, Steve, that West Ham managed to get a very good win at the weekend? Can we see them beating Man City?
I can't see them beating City. I think the result they got by Tottenham and Liverpool drawing, that was their kick that they needed after the loss in Europe. Mm. And I think they're going to be even stronger now for the last two games for the running. So West Ham have played well, had a great season, but Man City are going to be too professional and they're going to see the season out because they can see the finishing line now. And that's what's spurring them on. So Man City win.
Man City for you. Okay. I mean, Brad, I did say that it was a good win, but it was only against Norwich. That might come and bite me on the bum. Oh, can I just say earlier, sorry, Scott, you said you clipped my 12-point prediction. I did come at the end of it and say we were unlikely to get those. I did think that earlier in the season. Scott's going for West Ham draw? How does that work?
They get 2 points for doing so well.
I have to explain that one to me, Scott. West Ham draw. Okay. I've stopped putting vodkas in my cokes. I tell you, I really must. West Ham, seventh in the table at the moment, Brad, and they're sitting in the form table. They've dropped down to 13th. They didn't have a bad answer to being knocked out of their semi-final in Europe. But do you see them getting anything from this? Or is, like Steve said, are they going to literally just be there for scoring practice for Man City?
I don't think they'll be scoring practice. I don't think it's the way that David Moyes has got them playing this season and the way he's gone about his lineups. I mean, you could argue that they didn't have the depth to do it, which has been something that was said about Leicester over the last couple of campaigns. But he's gone strength and strength through his league games and Europa League. So I think you'll put out a strong enough squad. I think there's probably a big sigh of relief when they beat Norwich, because although you probably found it slim, that's probably all but secured their European football for next season in terms of where they're going to finish in the league, because they're not going to get it through the cup competition itself. Having said that, I just don't think they'll be in the mood to go out and cause too much of a shock to the system. Liverpool did blink, and to give it a comparison, you know, Celtic Rangers was pretty close this season, but Rangers blinked first and Celtic haven't blinked since. And I just don't see Man City blinking. So, yeah, I think Man City come out on top here.
I think you're right. I mean, West Ham, in fairness, they are in seventh at the moment with 55 points. 50 points is eighth position Wolverhampton, but Wolves have got a game in hand, as it happens, on West Ham. So it's not inconceivable that West Ham could be caught, although Wolves are a little bit off form at the moment. But like you guys have both said, you know, Man City saw... You know, they got the draw against Liverpool, but they saw that Liverpool, you know, got the draw the other night against Tottenham. And I think, like Steve says, that will spur them on, no pun intended. And that will sort of... that was quite not bad, that one, was it? And I think they will just do... Yeah, they're not going to let it go now. They're going to say, right, we've got that gap back. We've got that three-point gap back. Let's not let it go. So it's a full house here. For Man City. So, Steve, the aforementioned Wolves and the aforementioned Norwich. Surely, we've joked about Norwich all along, haven't we? We've got them tomorrow night. They're down, whatever happens. Wolves have got something to play for. I mean, Wolves, you know, on the form table... They're not doing brilliantly. In fact, I can't even find them. They're down in 17th. They're below us. They've lost 3-1 draw in the last four games. So, do you seem?
I think I forgot. They've got Man City tomorrow, aren't they? Wolves, I think.
Have they? Right.
I think they play Man City tomorrow. I think.
Yeah, I think they do actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so I forgot about that game, to be honest. They might be able to cause Man City a bit of a problem.
Yeah, they do. Man City at Wolves.
Yeah, so if they do get a result against Man City, I think Norwich are going to get a thumping. So all depends on the game against Man City.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a Wolves win.
You're going to go for a Wolves win. Are you concurring with that, Brad? That's a big word.
Either way, I don't think it matters. They'll feel a bit more relieved that they should fight against Chelsea to pull that back. Great result that, wasn't it, Chris?
It was, yeah.
And free hit against Man City. If they do get something, happy days. If they don't, it's Man City. It's kind of the norm, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but it is. But Norwich disappointed me, not just because they've yo-yoed again, or stripper pole, as Rhys might say. But you thought, with the way the players were speaking after the relegation was confirmed, and the way the manager was speaking, they'd go down fighting. You know, normally you see a team like that showing that they're ready to fight and come back up next year. And they've just been abject, as usual, for the whole season. So I'm just going to go for a walk to win, mate.
Yeah. I've got to be honest with you. Like you say, it is a free hit against Man City, really. But, you know, if they lose that, they're still going to be 5 points behind West Ham with two games to go. It's catchable for them, you know. And like you say, they came back well against Chelsea. I mean, I've got to agree with you guys. I can't see, you know, Wolves letting this one slip. They know if they've got to, if they're going to catch West Ham, and they are relying on West Ham slipping up, but they are, going to have to make sure they get these wins. Next up, we have got Everton versus Brentford. Again, Brentford, Scott's just coming in here, Norwich 4-3. Wow, a goal fest for you, Scott. I'll have whatever you're drinking, please. it's Everton. Well, we saw Everton. We don't need to know. We know what they are. They are fighting to the death. They are showing some teeth. And Brentford, they had, again, exactly the same as we said with Brighton. They struggled. They started off well, struggled, came back well. But it's at Everton. And, you know, we lost at, we drew at Everton, didn't we? But it's a cauldron. You know, they've won two away. Their home form is so much better. And they're going to be looking they're going to be looking Everton at getting something from this, Steve.
Yeah, I think Everton think, they know that they've done enough. And I think they have, to be honest. The way they're playing now is a different team to where they're playing three or four games ago. All the body language is, you know, a lot better and a lot different. So I can't see now Everton letting it slip. I think, to be honest, that they'll win their last two games. So Everton for me on this one.
Everton for you. Okay, everybody in the chat, well, everybody, Anthony and Scott are both going for Brentford wins. Brad, which side of the fence are you falling on?
Everything does point towards an Everton win. And obviously we've been the charity FC of everybody's season, it seems, this season. When they've needed a point, don't look no further than Leicester City, because you'll come and get one if you get enough corners. You know, five corners per goal is all you need to go for. So, the problem is Brentford, we all thought, they're going on holiday. They've got that win, they're going on holiday. Then they've got another win. Oh, well, they're having a bit of a run, but they'll be on holiday next week. And I just think Everton are going to slip up again. I think there's still more twists and turns. People trying to say that Everton and Burnley and that have done enough, as if Leeds have done. Counted them out, then ruled them out of relegation. We've had so many twists and turns with this bottom three. And this is one of the things where if you get carried away, you think the job's done, you go out there with a bit of a swagger, which is great to go out there with confidence, but you come up against a Brentford side that are just playing the game and enjoying it and not necessarily going on the beach. I think you come unstuck. So I'm actually going to go for a Brentford win. I'm drawing in the comment section.
You're going for a Brentford win.
I tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
I like Brentford, as you know. I feel like I'm starting a Harry Hill session here. I like Brentford, but I like Everton. How are we going to decide? I just think if this was at Brentford, I'd have to go for Brentford. I mean, Brentford are safe. You know, they're not going to go any, you know, down or anywhere like that. They're sort of, you know, 12th. They've got, you know, mid-table written all over them. 2 points left. But it is at Goodison Park. And, you know, speaking to Elton Wellesby the other day, you know, he says the atmosphere at Goodison Park is just electric. It literally is electric. The fans are really getting behind the team. Maybe we could learn something from that. But I am going to go for an Everton win. And I think they'll look at that and think, yep, you know, I'm not sure who Everton have got after that. I don't think it's I think it's a harder game. But I think Frank will be saying to them, right, if we win this one, we've done the job, lads, you know, and this will get us over the line. So for that way, I am going for a Everton win. Talking of the aforementioned Newcastle, which our Kev was, I don't know why I'm even bothering asking you, Steve. I don't know why. Newcastle hosting Arsenal. Arsenal been up and down like the old bride's nightdress. But are Newcastle going to get anything in this one? I know you think they probably will do.
Smash them. They're gonna smash them.
You're getting worse as the season goes on. Thank God we've only got a couple of games left. You'd be having an all-out third world war in the middle of St James's Park.
Okay, 3-0 to Newcastle.
Wow. Brad, I mean, Arsenal, they are second in the form table. They had a bit of a dip again, but they've now gone four games without losing.
It's been the story of Arsenal season, hasn't it? I know you could argue the last quarter of Newcastle season is where it's really been their season. They've had a mini-season all to themselves, haven't they? Because they're like a brand-new team with their owners and the bit of cash that they spent in the January. I got a bit tainted on their great escape, isn't it? But I'm sure they're not complaining. They're in the Premier League for another season, pretty much. So... the thing is, this all depends on the North London Derby. If Arsenal get beat here in the North London Derby, they'll get beat at Newcastle. If Arsenal win, as long as they show that mentality, they'll win at Newcastle. Without knowing the North London result, I'm going to stick to my guns and go for...
Newcastle.
Yeah, go on, Newcastle win. Go on, we'll land on that one. This one's one I can't pick between all three results and outcomes. It could be all three. So go on, Newcastle.
Have you ever thought about doing ventriloquism, Steve?
And I was honestly looking down and I thought, oh, Newcastle could win this. I could draw it. So I let the voice of reason or insanity decide for me, and I think we'll find out which one it is come the game.
No, as long as you're comfortable with Steve's hand up your backside, controlling you. Anthony, I thought you'd gone, but Steve, go for Arsenal win, and I'll give you blood orange for Christmas. To me, I mean, Newcastle have done well, and Eddie Howe has done very well. With them, that you know, he's gone out and bought a couple of good players, but he also bought Chris Wood, so he's had a bit to put up with. But no, he's turned that team round, and he's done part one, which was to keep them up this season. I think the next couple of seasons it's going to be stabilizing them, maybe in the top 10, and then see where it goes from there. Anthony, what are Arsenal on this season? You know, I say up and down, win and lose. You know, win five, lose four, win another three, lose. If this was at Arsenal, I would probably not be making this choice. But he's just signed a new 3-year contract, Anthony. Well done, mate. You know, the process goes on for another 3 years. This process is taking a while, isn't it? But, you know, Mikel's at the wheel. Enjoy the ride. I am actually going to go for... And Steve's going to hate me now. But I'm actually going to go for a draw. Because I just think Newcastle... It's at Newcastle. And obviously, like with Everton, they just play a little bit better. So I don't think you'll get the win, Anthony. And I don't think Newcastle will. So I am going for the old splinter in the arse moment. Steve, I mean, it's like Liverpool A team versus Liverpool B team here, isn't it? Southampton hosting Liverpool. I mean, I take it that they've just won. Yes, they have. 2-1 tonight. I mean, Ralphie, he got booed at the weekend by his own fans. They were singing, "You're getting sacked" in the morning. With what he has to put up with there, which is not unlike Leicester of years ago, selling to keep the club going, you know, and the fact that he's keeping them up with all of that, you know, it's good for him. And I think that maybe the fans, and it's easy when you're a fan of another club to say this, but yeah, I can't say anything because I'll jump in here first because I'm going for a Liverpool win. Go on, Steve. What do you say?
I think, to be honest, their season 2 before is Leicester's season. I think, you know, you you've both got managers that can go on good runs and get some good results, which they have done in part of the season. Then they have these runner results where you see the team more confused than ever of what they're trying to do. I think Southampton are frustrated, their fans and themselves, by the way they are getting the results and the way they're playing. But there again, if Liverpool's season goes to pot and they lose in the cup and Man City get a great result against Wolves tomorrow, I think it'll upset Liverpool because they weren't at the best again tonight. They could have lost that game. So having watched them the last two games, I think there's a bit of anxiety creeping in at Liverpool. So if Southampton are in the right mindset, I think they could get a result. So I'm gonna give a shock one here. I'm gonna say that Southampton will get a result and they'll beat Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, this game is actually where are we? Southampton, Liverpool is on the Tuesday because, of course, it is the cup final this weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, it pisses me off, this. I mean, you know, the cup final, it's the end of the season, for God's sake. I mean, why mess about with these things, FA? You should FA off. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Morning. Yeah. It's all about money.
Of course it is. So, which way were you going, Steve?
I'm going for the Southampton win.
Oof. Wow, it's a bold prediction. All I can say, and I haven't got our friend Mr. McEnroe handy at all, but... If Southampton beat them now, you're going to be texting me, aren't you?
I'll be texting you.
Can you see that happening, Brad? Not Steve texting me. I mean, the fact that Southampton are going to win.
It's a midweek game. It's at St Mary's.
Yeah, two out of two, mate. Two out of two. Yeah. Nothing gets past you, does it?
I know, right?
Eagle-eyed Brad there.
Bear with me with this. It's the week game. It's a night game. It's at St Mary's. A team from the Midlands did it. A team from Manchester did it. And now it's time for one of the Merseyside boys to do it. Liverpool will not just win this game, but we will see the hat-trick completed. 9-0. Liverpool are stomping all over Southampton.
Whoa. Well, we've got two ends of the scale there, haven't we? We've got...
I know I don't get any extra points, but I thought I'd just be dramatic about it.
You were, in fairness. You were very dramatic.
I tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
9-0. 9-0 for... I'm going to write that down. That's going to be a little side thing there. 9-0. That I'm going to have to watch that match now with those two predictions, either end of the scale. Scott's gone 2-1 to Liverpool. Newcastle have poor results. Yeah. And like we say, I know you love him. I know you love him, Anthony. Don't fight it. There's a very thin line between love and hate, and I don't think you can decide which side of that line to go on. I'll be watching you. Okay, so the next... he's going to hate me. Then he's going to hate me. Everton Palace. As I said, these are all the midweek games now. This is on Thursday. The last three games are all on Thursday. I mean, it's hard to predict when we've not seen what they're going to do this week, let alone this weekend. Are Everton going to... again get another win from this? It's at Everton again.
Yep, I think Everton are. I think you've seen a different stature in Frank Lampard. I think he's back to his old self on the line, and I think you can see that he's got the belief in himself now. So the momentum's with Everton, and I think they're going to win.
Well, I agree with you totally. Like I say, the fact that it is at Anthony's disagreeing with me there. I think the fact that it is again at Goodison is the fact. I think the last game is probably away from home, which means they're going to want to go out on a high. So I am agreeing with you, and I'm going for an Everton win. Brad, are we all going to owe Frank Lampard some apologies and eat some humble pie?
Not quite, because see the thing is, they've got Watford in tomorrow or haven't they? They've got Watford before Brentford, so they've got two games there that you feel if they win, you could potentially look at them being safe, or you say they don't get the points and teams pull away from them, and then all of a sudden their panic buttons re-hit and they panic on the pitch, they try too hard in a sense, and they lose this game. Or they're safe and they won't be cared, they'll be so busy celebrating that they'll put the kids out, they'll relax, they'll enjoy the occasion, and Palace will grab the win. I don't see this is lose-lose for Liverpool at Everton because of that fact. They'll either be safe and out of it, or
just looking here, they've got Arsenal on the last weekend.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised if they lost to Palace but beat Arsenal, because Arsenal are there, know where they're finishing, and Everton are safe, and it'll just be a happy-go-lucky kick about the park like you had to be mates when we were all kids. But this one, I can just see them.
That's my prediction as well. That's my prediction for the West Ham game as well for Arsenal. I mean Everton, sorry.
Everton. Well, we know that, Steve. You didn't. That was just a given.
But no, I think, like I said, they're either safe or they're going to be in trouble and they'll panic. So either way, unfortunately, they're losing this game. Everton fans are going to hate me. I think it's bitterness. But no, honestly, I'm sticking with Palace.
Okay. Just get it right, because I'd written my prediction in your box. Okay. Next up, we have got the Battle of the Claretton Blues. Aston Villa absolutely destroyed Burnley last time out. Burnley were, I mean, you know, the Burnley that came back and beat Everton, being 2-1 down to win 3-2, was nowhere to be seen. It was like, Steve, they'd gone to the dentist and had all the teeth pulled out. They were totally and utterly toothless. And I suppose at the end of the day, the new guy's come in, or he's moved up, and I suppose, you know, he's had a good start. You know, a draw and two wins. You can't argue about that. But obviously, you know, if we're honest, it probably wasn't going to continue till the end of the season. And it was Villa that sort of turned up on that day. Is it going to be a double for Villa?
I think so. I think Burnley now they've had their little run. I can't see it carrying on. You know, you saw a bit of hope when he first came in, you saw a bit of a change, but now they're going back to their old ways where you're looking at where the goals are going to be coming from. So I think for that reason, I think they will be struggling now, and I can see Villa winning it right, no problem.
Yeah. And Brad, you know, they sold an 8-goal-a-season striker in Chris Wood and bought an 8-goal-a-season striker back in Weghorst, but saved 50 million.
Yeah, I know, right? Talk, you know, we complain at Leicester getting like for likes, but at least ours is adding to the squad, not just swapping it out entirely. You know, ours is a substitute that comes on and scores goals, not a money invested replacement. But see, the thing is, I've looked through my results as well, and going on the capitulation that they had against Villa, I think this is another one. Villa might already be on the beach, so they'll be as high as they pretty much can, minus probably a point, a place or two, and that's neither here nor there, with the greatest respect to Villa. Burnley will probably huff and puff, but just not have enough firepower. And as you say, Chris, it's the same. Both of us are famous to lose on this prediction. It'll be last on match of the day. It's got draw written all over it for me. It's got 0-0. And ultimately, I think it might even be the result that sent Burnley down. Because like Steve said, the difference between these and Leeds and Everton is these had to do it when they had 11 points, didn't they? They had to get themselves back into it. And then, you know, that run was exhausting. And that's when they dropped points. And now they're fighting for their lives. I think there'll just be a poor draw.
Right. We've had very few draws tonight, to be honest with you. But I'm not going to add to them. Because, and I don't think Dan's watching, but I am going to go for the Villa win. I don't think Steven Gerrard will let them be on the beach, to be honest with you. He is a winner. He wants the best at every opportunity. It is, just looking, their last home game of the season, because they're away at Man City on the last day. So I am going to go with Steve, and I say it's a Villa win. I'm a bit worried that I'm going with Steve when you look at his score. Brad, do you want the trophy now? And the last game, it's the Battle of the Blues. It's down to Stamford Bridge. They might have new owners in by that time, Steve. Who knows? It's going to be interesting. They are fighting for that third position because, I tell you what, Arsenal are coming right after them. 1 point behind. Chelsea do have a far superior goal difference, over nearly treble what Arsenal's is, plus 39 to plus 14. I feel for Leicester with their current form. But then again, it would be the most Leicester thing to do to go and win this, having lost against Watford.
This suits Brendan Rodgers down to the ground. This is a sideways back-passing game. That's all I can see Leicester doing with this. I think Chelsea have been affected by the off-field antics what's going on. If it is settled by there, you'll see a different Chelsea. But I can't see Leicester doing anything. All I can see him doing is a possession sideways and backwards thing against Chelsea, because that's how Brendan Rodgers likes to play against the top six teams. And I think he'll be going there not to lose, but not to win, if that makes sense. So yeah. I think this one, to be honest, if the Chelsea turn, I'm going to go for a draw on this one. I don't know which Chelsea is going to turn up.
No.
So I can't see Leicester winning, but I'm going to go for a draw.
I don't know what you said then, Steve, but you turned my Alexa on. I don't know what she was saying. I thought for a minute, sometimes it just flashes and then doesn't say anything, but she went into full descriptive mode there, and I've no idea what it was. She's gone now anyway. Shut up, woman. There we go. I never thought I'd have a woman that would actually listen to me. Brad?
Oh, this is going to be painful, isn't it? Chris, what does Antonio Rudiger and Harry Kane have in common?
I don't know, Brad. What does Antonio Rudiger and Harry Kane have in common?
Well, unfortunately, despite my talentlessness, this is a joke, but they always score past fucking Leicester. Excuse my French. And Leicester, this season, have a unique, frustrating habit of finding themselves 1-0 down before a ball's kicked, because it's guaranteed that they're going to concede from a corner. Rudiger's last game at Stamford Bridge, I believe, for Chelsea, unless their last game of the season is also at home. Leicester conceding from corners, you do the maths, Chelsea...
Yeah, their last game is home to Watford.
Ah, OK. Well, still, Rudiger, Leicester can't defend from set pieces. You do the math, Chelsea won this comfortably. I hate to say it, but Chelsea winning is comfortable. I just don't see us getting anything. I don't even know Steve's optimism of a draw, to be honest with you.
I find it very hard, as I say, to predict a Leicester loss. And that is probably, like I say, why I'm bottom of the, you know, fantasy league this season. I mean, Steve, in fairness, you're not doing too bad in the X player one. Let me just get it up. You're certainly not bottom because I am.
That's because I don't have to predict Arsenal and.
This is true. This is it. I mean, I'm just looking here. I mean, you won off the bottom. I am bottom with 16 points, and you are fifth with 19 points. So, but you still at least you're not bottom. But I don't know. I haven't done this all season, and I was going to go 2-1 Everton, and I didn't. At the last minute, I changed it because I couldn't go against Leicester, and I went for a 1-1. But there's points at stake here. So what do I want more, the loyalty to Leicester or getting 3 points in the prediction league and keeping ahead of Brad? I love you, Leicester, but I've got to say, this is at Chelsea. I've got to go for a Chelsea win, you know, and if Brendan is putting the kids out between now and the end of the season, you know, that is it. Scott says he fears for this game, and I honestly think this will be like the last game of the season against Spurs. Could well be. Anthony says, that's because I did Steve's predictions. Steve does do better when somebody actually stands in for him. It's a bit worrying. So that they're all on Thursday, and that is the last game of the season. Last game of the week. Scott says, think we will get destroyed. So, two for Spurs, and, well, so not surprisingly, one for Burnley. Two draws for Villa, and Steve thinks Villa will beat Palace. Brad, only because he wants to keep his girlfriend happy, he's gone for a draw for Leeds and Brighton. Me and Steve have gone for a Brighton win. We think Leicester, Brad and me will eventually get a win against Watford. Steve thinks that will be a draw. None of us can see West Ham getting anything against Man City, or we can't see Norwich getting anything against Wolves either. Everton, Brentford, Brad, I don't know what he's on, but he's gone for Brentford. Steve and me have gone for Everton. Newcastle, Arsenal, two for Newcastle, and I've gone for the draw. Southampton, Liverpool, again, I need a pint of what you're on, Brad, because you've gone for Southampton. Well, Steve and me have gone Liverpool.
Steve went
Southampton.
I didn't go Liverpool. I've gone Liverpool.
I've got you. Hang on. Wait a minute. No, I've got you Southampton.
Well, no, you shouldn't have. Southampton. It was Steve that went Southampton because I went 9-0 Liverpool because I went with the spiel of a Midlands club of Manchester with Merseyside.
This is why I always read them out at the end of the show.
Good man, top man, see.
Southampton. Well, I've either got to write them down or I've got to try and lean over and type them on that computer. Maybe I should go back to the typing on the computer. Well, I'll have whatever you're drinking then, Steve, instead. You and me both went for Everton, again at home to Palace, but Brad went for Palace. Villa, we both saw Villa getting something against Burnley, except Brad, who went for the draw. And two of us went to the two Leicester fans went for Chelsea, and the non-Leicester fan went for the draw. So that's how it looks. We will see how we go. It is the following week, the last games of the season, and we're going to be doing something a little bit different on that day, guys. Starting at 3 o'clock, because all the games kick off on Sunday the 22nd at 4 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we are going to be having a Soccer Sunday sort of show. And I'll have Doug, who's a Liverpool fan, seeing if Liverpool can catch Man City. We're going to have Anthony, who's in the chat now, who'll be coming on as an Arsenal fan, seeing who gets the European places. And we've got a Watford fan, hopefully, coming in, who will be looking at the relegation places for us. I think Brad's just got last week's predictions out the bin and he's gone on to change them over.
Completely, but, we're looking... games to go, mate. That's what I was doing.
We're looking for the last game. Arsenal host Everton, Brentford host Leeds, Brighton host West Ham, Newcastle are going to Burnley, Watford, they might as well stay at home, but they have got a trip to Chelsea. Thankfully, it's only a short one for them. Palace are hosting Man United. We're hosting Southampton. That could be a boring 0-0. Liverpool hosting Wolves, Man City hosting Villa. Both Liverpool and Man City are home. I always wondered, do you think they have two Premier League trophies? Because obviously, yeah, if it looks like Man City might win, they're going to, obviously, well, they're in prime position to win it, pole position, aren't they? But should Liverpool do it?
I can't remember if, I think it was actually Doug, funny enough, you mentioned that said it's something that happened in Scotland. I don't know if it'd be the same for the Premier League, but they actually had a helicopter. Because I think Celtic and Rangers years ago had it go down to the wire, and 1 minute it was flying towards the IROC, and 1 minute it was flying towards fucking Celtic Park. So I think they potentially could helicopter it, depending on, you know. I mean, I suppose if Man City, if Man City are like 3-0 up at half time, well, 4-0 up at half time, or with 3 minutes to go, they'll know where it's going. So,
Mind you, having said that, there's a bit of a shorter gap between Celtic and Rangers, isn't there? And Steve, the last game on the last day of the season, Norwich hosting Spurs. I'm sorry, mate, you're going to get nothing for that one.
I'm gonna make an appearance and say some comments about Arsenal and Tottenham.
Sure. I would be disappointed if you didn't, Steve, mate. Thank you so much, as always, for giving up your time and coming on. Really do appreciate it. All the best to you and your family. Take care and stay safe.
Yep. Yeah, see you next time. See you next time. Good night, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Always appreciate Steve's, you know, he's giving up his personal time to come on. Brad, again, as always, thank you very much. We're together tomorrow night doing the post-match after Norwich, but we have got a watch along. So I'm just wondering, have a think, Brad, and let me know tomorrow. Do we carry the watch along through and include the post match as part of the watch along because it's an evening game?
It might be better, especially if the result goes the negative way that most Leicester fans are probably thinking with the way it's been going for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. We might not really want to talk about it. So if you want, mate, what you can do is send me the link and I'll jump on at the end of the watch along and we can just do it that way. And then if you want to do
otherwise, it's going to be an 11 o'clock start for the post-match show.
And I mean,
have a think about it, let me know tomorrow. Do have a think about it.
No, we'll do it that way. It makes sense. We can kind of wrap it all at once, and then if you want to do anything before, we've got to do a turnaround, haven't we, for the preview and that. So
I don't think we're doing your tactics with it being, again, the late show.
I won't bother.
And I won't have time to do it if we're going through anyway. And then I've got you back on Friday. And I must remember on Friday that my car is getting serviced. I forgot last Friday. And my service was at 9 o'clock and I woke up at 10 o'clock thinking, what am I doing this morning? So I've rebooked it in. Hope I don't forget, but we're going to be here for the Watford preview. We're the Watford fan, so that will be good. So,
you've
got Watford at the weekend. Brad, you are obviously, your links are in the description, at Full Time Focus on Twitter, and A Matter of Opinion is your podcast on Spotify and YouTube. Do get in there because it is a matter of opinion whether you agree with us or not, or say us, whether we agree with Brad and his guests or not. But you do cover some interesting topics. I know last week it was should women manage male football teams, and I think we're all in agreement that they should. Go back and listen to the podcast. Maybe gave a spoiler away there. To apologise. What is your next one? What's coming up?
So the next one that we're lining up is episode 4, and I'll be talking about a very big sporting company in WWE, or as some may remember it fondly, I'm one of them, more preferably as WWF. So, and in case you still don't know who that is, you've been living under the rock, that was what was commonly known as World Wrestling Federation. And
living under the rock? I wouldn't like that. He must weigh a ton.
I know, right? And the WWE, obviously, World Wrestling Entertainment, will be looking and discussing with my panel, deciding what they think is the best era from that industry. If wrestling's something you are interested in, keep an eye out for that. There's a preview coming for it this week that will be out for it. If you like comic books, I've done a Marvel vs. DC one. I've done two football ones, the one that Chris just mentioned, and we had a fun one that Chris was involved in as well, Deluded Football Fans, which one's got the best fan base for it. So episode 4, sticking with the sport, but chosen wrestling. So if you like your WWE or wrestling in general, be sure to go to the channel A Matter of Opinion. The link's in the description of my Twitter, and click subscribe and just help see if we can get to 100 subs.
And like I say, it is in the description below.
For that body as well. And make sure you subscribe here as well if you've not already.
He's not getting a new board for next season, Anthony. We have become, what's the word I'm looking for? Digitalized. We've caught up with the times.
We've become Sky Sports-esque here, mate. I'll put on a suit and tie and everything. I'm going to get a Scouse accent. No, I won't. I won't go that far
about it. Talking of Scouse accent, Scottish accent, and there's an Italian team. Anthony will tell you, I can't remember. It's called Saluso or something. Doug does it with the Scottish accent so well. I've got to download it and use it as my ringtone. I really have. We know why we would. I've obviously missed something there. But certainly with the wrestling, I'm sorry, I'm not into the wrestling. I used to be when it was the good old days of Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks and Jackie Palo and all of those, when men were men and men wore leotards and in the ring. But it's fixed though, isn't it, Brad?
Well, I mean, it's scripted. That's the better term. You probably just got pitchforks set on fire by wrestling fans saying the word scripted, because it obviously it's done in a professional manager, because it is an entertainment. The E in WWE does stand for that, and that's what it's become a brand. It's not so much a hard hitting wrestling as it is, but the moves are performed and they do hurt and they do cause injuries. So the only thing that really is unknown is, and it's only to the wrestlers, is the result. So it's just the way they do it, and they do it in an entertaining way.
The result is planned beforehand.
Yeah, obviously, but you'd get very controversial sporting if it wasn't in that way. You've got your indie circuits where it's less scripted and it's more go at each other, and whoever can't get up for a free count or whatever is the winner. But you've got everything to enjoy in wrestling, and it's just because WWE is one of the main companies. But I will be asking, one of the questions I will be asking for those of you that may follow more than just WWE, I will be asking, what's the biggest up-and-coming brand in the business? Or what would you advise to go and see as a starting brand if you can't get tickets that are like Goldust for a WWE event, maybe AEW, maybe New Japan Wrestling, etc. So it's an open-ended one as well a little bit, but that is the main source of the topic.
Brad, Anthony is saying there to you, look up the WWE owner versus Stan Kroenke, Battle of the Businessmen, must be on YouTube. I'm surprised you got time for that. I was wondering what you're going to suggest you watching then, Anthony. knowing that it's all planned and scripted or whatever you want to say, fixed, and the fact that they know who's going to win it beforehand, and all this posturing, it is an entertainment, but it's not a sport. That's the thing, isn't it? I'm sorry, you can't call it a sport.
Well, again, people will say a lot of things about any sport. I mean, a lot of people don't understand why fully grown men and women will sit in dirty plastic seats and cheer a leather ball being kicked around and watch people falling over for 90 minutes. It's an opinion, and it's exactly what a matter of opinion is all about.
Exactly.
If someone wants to come on and be controversial like that, do drop me a message. I'm looking for guests to be as open as they are, because that's what the channel's all about. So, if you've got an opinion like Chris about WWE and where it's at, if you want to get involved, just let me know. I'd be happy to have people on for that sort of.
There we go. Like I say, the links are in the description. And I couldn't have set that one up better, could I?
No, you really couldn't have. You're getting better and better at these. I'm getting better at seeing them and reading them.
Brad, mate, thanks so much. Good luck with the podcast. I will see you tomorrow in one form or another. Let me sleep on it as to what we do with the show after Watford. And let's hope at least we've got something to smile about.
Yeah, that's hope, mate. And cheers for having us on, as always.
No, thanks, as always, for coming on, mate. Take care.
Right,
see you tomorrow. See you. Cheers.
See you later.
So, yeah, like I say, guys, be sure to check Brad's details out at Full Time Focus on Twitter and the Matter of Opinion on Spotify and probably others as well, and also on YouTube. I mean, we were joking there, but it is good. It is a podcast rather than a video cast, so you will be sort of watching rather than actually. So you'll be listening rather than watching. You don't see our beautiful mugs on that, which is probably, to be honest with you, an advantage. Please do this for me though. Cindy, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, smash the likes button and press the notifications. We do 5 or 6 shows a week. I'm just planning what shows I'm going to be doing during the off season and into next season as well. So it's like getting your football shirt early the last day of the season. I'm planning next season shows. Thanks to everybody in the chat, Scott and Anthony. Thanks a lot, guys. And so anybody who's been listening, thank you for listening. Anybody who's been watching, thank you so much for watching. Join us tomorrow night, 7:15, for the watch along. Me and Josh will be here talking you through. At least I'm going to have company, not like the Aston Villa game, which was 0-0 and most boring game. And I sat on my own for 90 minutes. And to be quite honest with you, I should have a BAFTA for that performance. See you tomorrow. Don't do anything I won't enjoy. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Talk Sport Fan Network.
Talk Sport, powered by fans.